We're coming to you live from Canton, North Carolina at the Diamonds on the River Complex, the home of the Pisgah softball team, as they face today the Bunker Hill Bears.
Bears.
Now we got Bears everywhere.
We got Bunker Hill Bears all over the field.
In a first round Class 2A West playoff game, and Rhonda, the road to Raleigh starts today.
Starts today, and this is an exciting moment for Pisgah. But first, I want to get something out of the way. This is Mother's Day weekend. And, you know, and I want to honor the mothers, and I've got something written down here. Mother's Day comes once a year. Some think that if they buy their mother a flyer and a card, that they have fulfilled their obligations for the rest of the year. If only we comprehended a tenth of what our mothers do for us as children, and how they would literally die for us if needed, we would realize that one day it is not sufficient. Mother's Day should be time to remind us that we have been neglecting our duties as sons and daughters. This relationship is sacred. So let us honor our mothers. And today I want to honor every mother out there, because if it wasn't for all you wonderful, precious moms out there, we wouldn't be able to sit here and do what we do, because, you know, mothers are the greatest and greatest in the whole wide world. And I've got a great mother at home, and, you know, and I know you got a great mother, Chuck. I've met her. No, she needs to whip you more.
The old battle axe.
Yeah, I hear you. I ain't wait till I see your mama.
Well, that was Rhonda Bird, my broadcast partner, and that was real nice, Rhonda. And today we have a softball game on our hands that is going to be, you know, I mean, it's one of those times where it's a final phase of the season. It's a new season. Everybody comes in 0-0, so that means everybody has an equal chance. But your season can end with one loss.
It can end with one loss. IE North Buncombe last night, number one seed in baseball, they get knocked off by Patton, a number four seed. It can happen. You get more snake bite wins in the first two rounds of baseball and softball than you do in any other division playoffs. So it can happen. We have to come out and play our A game. We can't take any opponent lightly. Bunker Hill's from the Catawba Valley Conference. They play with Maiden. They play with Drone, which we remember Drone for 2 years ago when we played in the state championships. And they also play with Bandys and South Iredale. They happen to be the number four seed out of that conference. So they're coming in here, and they got the same colors we do, red and black. So we're going to have a red and black day. But we have one advantage they don't. We have been there. These girls are not in awe. They're ready to play. The game Monday was more or less like a tune-up game against AC Reynolds, which I agree with Serena getting a team to play. Look what happened to North Buncombe. They sat all week and they got beat. I mean, come on, you got to have these kids out there seeing pitching. And you got a pitcher that's going inside the circle today that's leading Western North Carolina in ERA, because she has really put it together in the last 3 weeks of the season, and she's coming on with a .095 ERA with 100 innings pitched. Folks, y'all gonna excuse me, my voice is really weak today.
So that means that she averages giving up less than one earned run a game. Mm-hmm. So the Pisgah Black Bears coming into this game obviously have, for the last 3 weeks, have gotten great pitching and pretty good defense, but they have struggled at the plate.
They have struggled at the plate, something Serena was hoping that the game against AC Reynolds would help us out. Madison played AC Reynolds, too, last week. They played them Tuesday as a tune-up game. Madison only beat AC Reynolds 4-1, so AC Reynolds has got a good team. They are young. They have a lot of freshmen. Freshman pitcher, they got a lot of freshmen, so they're going to be talented, and they're going to be there. Now, our bats have struggled. One thing Serena really wanted to work on this week in practice was to try to get the hitting to go. Some of them, it's just in her head. Serena says they've lacked their confidence lately, and some of it is a little tweaking of their technique in the batting, you know, moving around up in the batter's box, moving around, you know, for pitching outside, move up on the plate for pitching, you know, get up in front of the batter's box to catch the ball before it breaks at the plate. Little details like that is a difference in the game.
Well, the Black Bears come into this first round playoff game with a 17-4-1 record, counting that game down in Fairview on Monday, which they won 3-1. And Serena obviously was happy with the performance against the AC Reynolds, a Class 14, 4A team. And Rhonda, this, you know, I mean, bottom line is that you know, the question has to be begged to ask is, are they ready?
I think they are. Serena has moved up one off the JVs, and that is Miranda Connard. Miranda's utility player, and I can understand the move up. Miranda coming off the JVs is batting 545. She had an on-base percentage of 736. She had six home runs. So she's a very – she's played catcher. She's pitched. She's played third. She's a utility person. She played about any position. So we had one call-up. And I think the call-up has put a little pressure this week in practice on some of the other old veterans, and they think they got it made. No, so she likes that.
Well, the opponent is the Bunker Hill Bears, and they come in with an 11-4 record. Obviously, they've been hit hard with the unusual cold and wet spring that we've had, only 15 games on their slate, as they have had about 8 games canceled due to weather and unable to be made up. So they're 11-4 coming into this. They are a number 4 seed out of the Catawba Valley, and Pisgah obviously is the number 1 seed as they won their first Western North Carolina Athletic Conference Championship in 4 years, so they come in as a number 1 seed. We're going to take a break right now. This is the Haywood EMC Touchdown Energy Softball Championships here on WPTL. We'll be back in a moment.
You're listening to the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking, we do the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. We'll do the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now here.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Welcome back here to the Diamonds on the River Complex. We have a first-round playoff game about ready to take place between the visiting Bunker Hill Bears out of Claremont, North Carolina, and the Pisgah Black Bears. And Rhonda, you know, I mean, we get excited because of the playoffs.
I'm excited.
But what lies ahead for the winner of this game?
If we win this game, now, folks, it's a single elimination, but if we win this game, we will play the winner of the West Lincoln Mountain Heritage game, but it will be here. Pisgah, according to my bracketology here that I've figured out, we ain't got Joe Lenardi now. We got Rhonda Bird bracketology. My bracketology says that we will be home the entire playoff until we get beat. And that is key,
wow.
key until, and even if we played Madison, which would be on the 21st, would be when we would see Madison, that would still be here in Canton. So it's very important that Pisgah keeps winning and keeps progressing because we got home field advantage. Last time we had home field advantage, we come home with that 2A state championship trophy, Chuck.
That was, and we had a big, the final game was against Owen, but, you know, there is a team around this mountain area that everybody's been talking about, had a nice run last year, went to the state title, did not win.
Right.
But that's valuable experience. experience you can draw on, but I don't think Serena Goodwin or anybody in Pisgah is worried about that team up in Madison County. I think they're worried about this team.
They are, and Serena's taking it one game at a time. The girls are taking it one game at a time. They're relaxed, which is good, because you don't want to come into a game all tense up and make mistakes. That's the worst thing that can kill you. I.e. that championship game with us in Brevard. And I said, who made the less mistakes would win the game? Brevard made the first mistake and ended up costing them a game.
As well as Brevard has played this year, and the big surprise here in the mountains was the Blue Devils, obviously. Yeah. Any softball fan would know that, Rhonda. Mm-hmm. And agrees with that. That's you can't even argue that point.
No.
But can Brevard be the team somewhere down the road instead of Madison?
I'm telling you, Brevard is athletic. They've got great pitching with Cassie Gilbert. And I'm telling you right now, they might meet Madison that second round. And I just got through saying most upsets are in the first two rounds of any playoff, even in the NCAA tournaments. I don't care who you are. You have this tendency to go in these games and thinking, oh, well, we got this team beat. They got a bad record. Let me tell you, the conference at Pisgah and Brevard and them, they're in, is tough. You got Franklin, you got West, you got North, you got Pisgah, you got Brevard, and you got to play them day in and day out and twice in a row in a season. You either going to get on the boat or you're going to get off. You either going to improve your program or you're not.
Well, the managers are meeting at home plate. We'll have player introductions following after they get done with the ground rules of this Diamond on the River complex in Canton, North Carolina. It is an overcast day, temperatures hovering slightly above 60 degrees. And so it's a slight, coolness to it. Been used over the last several years is that once we get into the playoffs, it's hot, sticky, and humid.
You know, I've always seen the girls play in shorts 2 years ago. This year, I haven't even seen them bring the shorts out. I don't know if they just ditched them and said, let's stay with the pants, or because, I've always wondered why the girls wanted to wear shorts and slide on that rough sand. They get them. But maybe that's just me. But they, I think they're relaxed. And I think the senior leadership of Mahala Irvin and Taylor Gallion is going to be key in this because they've been there and done that. They've got the state championship rings. They know what it's going to take to win.
What are the keys for a Pisgah victory today?
Keys to victory today is great pitching inside the circle and defense. Defense wins championships. I'm sorry. I know we're struggling with the bats, but defense is going to win us the championship. Because we got a heck of a defense.
Very good. Is the young lady, Katie O'Shell, will go inside the circle for Bunker Hill. Bunker Hill has black pants and red tops with a trim of black. And then the Black Bears, somewhat opposite, and that's red pants with white tops, which they've worn all season long here at the Diamonds on the River complex, which is located off the end zone of Memorial Stadium. So this is a tremendous setting for today's ball game. Just lacking a little sunshine as they're introducing Bunker Hill. And then we'll break momentarily off the air for the Star Spangled Banner. We won't break to the studio for commercials, but we will break for the Star Spangled Banner. And Rhonda, you're going to go with your ace. They're going to throw your ace. And I guess you're not worried about, how long you can go. You give her the ball, and then you say, give me the ball at the end of the game.
Callie's one of those. She's a pitcher that says when she comes into the game or comes into school on Friday morning, she goes to the coach and she says, I'm ready. When a kid comes to you and says, I'm ready, well, what are you going to say? All right, girl, let's go get it. She is the most focused, most dedicated young lady you'll ever see inside that circle. And I think Serena's just tickled to death to have her to come along. And she's becoming a leader as a sophomore, which is really huge because when she's a leader as a sophomore, when she gets a little older and is a senior, she's going to be a tremendous asset to this team.
Well, they are introducing the Pisgah Black Bears. Crowd sort of light a little bit. We're looking at both stands and late, maybe a late arriving crowd. People afraid of the weather and may not want to sit in the rain. If it does rain, I think Tim said there is a storm off to, you know, in the distance, but that's the only one to be threatened.
Yeah, said it looks like it's going to go around us. So, you know, we've got Tim at studio that's trying to keep us up to date on any weather conditions. If you're afraid to come out and you are enjoying listening to Chuck and I on WPTLradio.net, we sure appreciate you. And we sure thank all the sponsors that help us bring this championship game to you.
Well, we'll break, as we said, for the Star Spangled Banner.
As you heard the PA announcer say, let's play ball. And I think Bears are ready to play. They're going to get started with Callie's going to get a few warm-up pitches in. And then Bunker Hill will be coming to the plate and get this thing rolling.
Are you nervous, Rhonda?
No. I have felt good all day about this. I think Miggy Tomasi's going to be the one that breaks us through today.
You know, I've always believed that when it comes to playoff time, and if you're ever worried about your team, if a team like North Buncombe in baseball alerts you, they alert you by saying, and you're reading the paper today going,
I seen that, and I said, holy Toledo.
And then when the players are sitting there around, even softball players are looking around going, but you got to be on your game, because it's 7 innings, and that's it. 7 innings, 21 outs for each side, and that's it. That's going to decide who advances to the second round.
Exactly, and as I said earlier, you can't take any team lightly, because some of these teams come in here with losing records, have nothing to gain, or nothing to lose, and everything to gain. They're just out there playing for having fun, you know, and that's the teams you really have to be worried about, the ones that are playing because they are playing for just the fun of it.
Well, the Black Bears are getting ready on the field. Miggy Tomasi in the infield will be at third base, and she's talking with the Bunker Hill coach, and already they, you know, a little pat on the back with the Bunker Hill coach is, you know, that kind of exchange pleasantries out there.
He might not be patting her on the back after the game.
Miggy, you're not going to do that to Miggy.
I'll show you a little love now, but then
I saw Miggy last night. She had her game face on, so, you know, I thought, well, if she wants to get ready that way, Miggy Tomasi will be at third. At shortstop will be Nadia Hudson. Second base will be Sheridan Presley. First base will be Alex Latrico. Out in left field will be Ashley Penland. And then center fielder, who made that incredible catch against Brevard to save the game, actually, was Taylor Gallion. And in right field will be Casey Brown. Behind the plate will be the senior, and going to Gardner-Webb University to continue on her softball career is Mahala Irvin. And as Rhonda said, the leading ERA pitcher in the Western North Carolina region is the sophomore Callie Kirkendall, and that's the way the Black Bears will line up defensively.
We have a rain sail headed this way, so it's coming over Crusoe right now, so maybe it'll go around Crusoe and misses.
Sophomore Brittany Travis will, playing left field, will lead it off. She'll be followed by Montana Leinberger, the second baseman. Leinberger is a junior. And then batting third will be Katie O'Shell, the pitcher, and she is a senior. So it'll be Travis, Leinberger, O'Shell, 1-2-3 to start the top of the first as the game plan has been solidified by Mihaela Irvin and Callie Kirkendall, and we're ready to start the postseason with the first pitch swung on and fouled out of play.
They're going to get a steady inside and outside pitching low, because Callie is not going to give them anything that they can put up.
If you didn't know already, yesterday the Pisgah Black Bears lost their first-round game to East Rutherford, one of the best teams in the mountains, 10-5. Next pitch is high over the bill for ball one.
Usually it takes Callie a first couple in, or the first inning to get settled down, warmed up.
Some sprinkles are falling right now. Will that play into the pitchers? I mean, will that play to a disadvantage for the pitchers?
It does.
Next pitch, curveball just missed outside, 2-1.
It's hard to grip the ball, and a lot of the pitches are fingertip grips, and you got to twist your hands and stuff, and then releasing it and stuff, and it really makes it hard to grip a ball, mostly the new one because they're slick.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here's a pitch swung on, lifted to left center field, Taylor Gallion, and dropped by Ashley Pendlin, as Gallion, who had it and should have called it off, she has priority out there, gave way to Pendlin, who dropped the ball, so an error already to start this first inning. And Rhonda alluded to this, is making the mistakes early. You know, that's how you get these upsets. So an error on the left fielder, Ashley Pendlin, and that'll bring up Montana Lineberger, the second baseman. In baseball and softball, the one all over the field who calls and has priority over everybody is the center fielder.
Yeah.
Attempted bunt fouled off of the glove of Irvin and off the home plate umpire and off and then to the screen. So,
and there are some rules about if they wear towels or something, the pitchers, to keep their hands dry, they have to keep it in their back pocket. And it has to be a certain diameter.
So the rain a little heavier. Here's the pitch, and that's bunted down the third baseline. Tomasi gets it, throws a strike over to Presley, covering first. But a sacrifice bunt moves Travis over to third. As she reached second base on the error by Pendlin. So it'll be one out, and that'll bring up pitcher Katie O'Shell.
Very disciplined team. They're playing small ball, knowing that maybe just one run will get them the win.
O'Shell will be a righty versus righty matchup here. Change up in the dirt for a ball. As the rain is really coming down.
Yeah, it's really coming down now.
And because it's raining, they will not stop it. It will be predicated on the playing conditions on the field. Next pitch just inside for ball two.
My statistician our engineer at the studio has just sent me a message saying once this sale passes, this should stop. There is nothing behind it. So it's just one sale. It's going over us, and once it passes, it's going to quit.
It's a hit miss.
So we're going to try to get
They had to get the balls wiped off.
Yeah.
Callie Kirkendall did not like the feel of it.
And they get slick.
Ready to go again. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 2-1.
A lot different when you can grip the ball and control it where you want it. You see, you're trying to, she'll go back and get the chalk of the line so it gives her a dry feeling.
Swung on, lifted to right field, curving and slicing. It was it dropped?
It was a foul ball.
And they did. It was a foul ball caught. And we were screened out of the dugout. Casey Brown caught it, and the runner was coming in. They both looked at it, and the Bunker Hill coach manager is upset with the home plate umpire.
He said she left too early.
That's why they called the runner out, so it is a double play. As she caught the ball on the run out in foul territory, and looking at the runner at third base, she came, according to the umpires, I didn't see it. I was trying to see the play down the line.
We can't see with everybody's umbrellas up. Folks.
Well, this is the Haywood EMC Touchtone Energy Softball Championships on WPTL.
So the minute the Pisgah comes off the field, what does Serena do? She goes to the one player that made the mistake. And she told her, you know, basically what you were saying. The one person that has dibs is center fielder. She has to call it off.
If you're left field or right fielder and you hear the center fielder call the ball, you bail.
Yeah.
You bail. Center fielder has priority. If you're a shortstop or a second baseman flying out on a shallow fly ball and you hear the center fielder call the ball, you bail.
Yeah.
Center field has the priority over everybody on the field.
Yeah, and that's what Serena was telling her, basically telling her that, hey, y'all didn't communicate. I didn't hear anybody call, and usually we hear them call off. Didn't see anybody call it off. So, you know, in a situation like that, yes, you got to call it off, and Serena's basically out there telling them, hey, you got to communicate out there. You got to talk. And so,
well, if you're scoring at home, that last play was a fly out to 9, 2-3, and 2-5. As the ball was relayed in by Casey Brown to Alex Latrico, who threw it over to Miggy Tomasi at third base, and to retire the third out of the inning as the rain is starting to pick up a little bit.
But just like Tim said, as soon as this passes, it will be gone.
And the state does not like rescheduling because they do not want teams to travel a lot, although they don't care about the Pisgah Black Bears girls basketball team logging in over 2,000 miles during the tournament. They don't care because Pisgah can pay the money. I guess they just, but everybody else, they're concerned about travel expenses except for Pisgah. That's my rant. Now we're ready for some softball here in the first inning, and that will be Taylor Gallion to lead it off, followed by Ashley Penland, who is on deck. O'Shell ready. Here's the first pitch. Attempted bump, fouled off, and out of play.
So you're going to get on that preacher's box and start preaching about something we've discussed in life.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, it's just not Pisgah. It's just any Western North Carolina team that the high school association wants to travel, makes travel.
Swung on the line right over to the third baseman. She scoops that up and throws over to first to retire Gallion for out number one.
So it's picking up a little harder now.
But the meteorologist back in the studio, Tim, Magical Tim, the Buckeye, said that this is a cell that will pass. Sheridan Presley batting third. Wow. Fastball at the knees for strike one to Ashley Penland.
Well, sure.
Righty versus lefty matchup here.
Sheridan's had a really hot bat lately. So, you know, Serena is just taking the lineup trying to get the bats going. So,
on deck will be Mahala Irvin. Double deck, if you want to call it double deck. Behind her will be Irvin. So, but Penland's up with one out and a 1-1 count as that last pitch was in the dirt for ball one. O'Shell ready to go. Here's her pitch. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. 2-1.
Seems like rain is just starting to slack off now. Getting a little lighter.
You know, that's not a bad move because you put Irvin into the four hole and Miggy behind her. Irvin might start seeing some pitches. Swung on it right back at O'Shell, who stabs it off her waist, stopping it from going out to center. So a line out for Penland on the comebacker. And that's going to bring up Presley with two outs here in the bottom of the first.
That was a good solid hit. I mean, you got to hit, keep hitting it like that towards somebody and they'll make mistakes, just like Coach said.
Presley, another left-handed hitter. Got a little pop in her bat. Swung on and slapped foul, pulled way out in front of that. So she's the left-handed hitter pulling it into the parking lot here at the Diamonds on the River complex. Rain is starting to let up. Swung on line to left field. A sharp single, two outs single by Presley will bring up Mahala Irvin. She took an outside pitch run and just drove it where she should have hit that thing.
Right under the glove of the shortstop, diving. The shortstop was diving for it, and it was hit so hard it got through past her before she could get down to get it.
Kelly Kirkendall is on deck. Wow.
She's
really shaking up this
lineup. That's Serena for you.
Here comes the pitch. Change up outside. So the reputation of the slugging catcher for Pisgah, Mahala Irvin, already in the scouting book of the Bunker Hill coaching staff, as the first pitch was a change up way outside. Another pitch swung on in line. Oh, and just foul. That may have been the best approach and contact that Irvin has had in 3 weeks. And she hit a frozen rope, but it just pulled out, pulled off on it and drilled it foul.
It's like Caitlin Hanna. We just need you to straighten it up just a little bit.
So Irvin, with a 1-1 count, fans have their umbrellas.
Ponchos.
Here comes the pitch. Change up again outside. So they're going hard inside and soft away to Irvin. O'Shell ready to go as the rain comes down heavier.
Yeah. It's slacked and now it's getting heavier.
And so O'Shell, wanting a different ball, has now got a 3-1 count on Irvin. Difficult to hit the I always felt it was difficult to hit home runs and long balls with rain or cool weather. Cold, you know, the humidity allows the ball to carry. Rain knocks the ball down. Ooh. As the next pitch just misses her in the legs, that she leaped over top of it. So that'll be a two-out walk as runners are now at first and second with Callie Kirkendall. And on deck now is Miggy Tomasi.
And Callie really hit the ball well against AC Reynolds this past week. So I'm really looking for her. She's really come on lately.
Fouled out of play the first pitch. So Kirkendall in a hole 0-1. There's heavy rains. A field can take a lot of water.
It can.
But you're going to change up the balls and try to keep them dry. Here comes the pitch, swung on, popped up into the infield as Kirkendall, and that will be retired. So that's all for Pisgah. Strand two runners. We move to the top of the second. No score in this ball game. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. Go to the grinning. 1116 Baton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Back here, folks. We're in the top of the second inning where the Bears had a chance to score. We had runners in scoring position, but it came a hard rain about the time that Callie Kirkendall got up to bat. And I was hoping the rain would cause the second baseman to drop the ball.
Folks, I'm just petrified of electricity, and I've got wires all in, and I'm holding with them. And Ron, I'm supposed to bring us back in. Ron points to me, and I'm like, I dropped my headset all over me and everything.
I was wrong. I was supposed to bring us back in.
Okay, well, you pointed to me. I panicked.
I know. Well, I'm panicking with all this electricity around me, and we're doing this live and on the air. If one of us don't talk, you know what's happened. We've been electrocuted.
And the other one's in total shock and running away from this electrical equipment as far as they can go. So the bottom line is that Ron Bird helping us out here as an on-field engineer, and Tim back at the studio, as they've taken a little time as the rain has let up a little. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, maybe halting as Tim back in the studio called this, is that this last cell will pull out and there will be no more rain.
No more rain.
And it will be a slick condition out there in the outfield as they're fixing up the mound, the circle, and any other place that they've got as the rain has pulled off and stopped. And so we're going to continue on with this game with Bunker Hill and Pisgah. First round playoff game here from the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina. No score as we move to the top of the second, 4-5-6 for the Bears of Bunker Hill. Be Kara Travis, the catcher. Michaela Hendricks, the center fielder. And Courtney Adsett, the shortstop. So they'll be 4-5-6 to face Callie Kirkendall. Here in the top of the second frame.
Well, I tell you, everybody's putting their umbrellas about up as fast as they got them out.
First First pitch swung on and driven to right field, and that's going to be off the base of the wall as Casey Brown relays that into Presley. So a sliding double and a leadoff double for Kara Travis here in the second inning. Got to bring up Michaela Hendrick, the center fielder.
Now, Callie does have a towel in her back, and the rule states it has to be certain width and it has to be in the back. It cannot be anywhere else.
Another righty-righty matchup. Leadoff runner at second. Here's the pitch swung on. That's lifted high and deep, and that's gone.
Uh-oh.
Callie Kirkendall just gave up a two-run bomb to the center fielder, Michaela Hendrick. And suddenly, the top-ranked Pisgah Black Bears are down 2-0 to Bunker Hill.
It's like I said in the show, you can't take any team lightly. And I don't know if she's having issues with control or if she just...
That was right down the heart of the plate. She just threw it right there. And old Hendrick just drilled that one. So a two-run bomb for the Bears of Bunker Hill. And that puts Biscuit in a very difficult situation, or it's still early in the ball game, but it is 2-0 as you look over the scoreboard going visitor 2-0. Courtney Adsit, and the way the Black Bears have been hitting the last 3 weeks, I'm a little concerned.
Yeah.
First pitch is low for a ball.
But they have been hitting the ball well today so far. It's just at people. So
the first pitch, 1-0 to Adsit, the shortstop. Here's the pitch, swung on, and I'll tell you what, Bunker Hill is coming up taking their hacks. They have a purpose up there.
They're very aggressive at the plate.
They've not allowed a little rain to affect them.
Oh, no.
Kirkendall ready, 1-1 pitch. Lined right at Tomasi, who just casually pulls that in and flips over to Kirkendall as out number one. It was hit off the end of the bat.
Outside pitch. And that's what she's getting away from. Instead of going down the middle, she needs to stick to the inside outside.
Got to bring up the number 7 hitter, third baseman, Desiree Beber.
Well, it's good to see Brooklyn Allen walking without crutches now.
First pitch was a ball. Here comes the next pitch. Just missed outside. 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. High for ball 3, and Kirkendall is in a jam. She's just not pitching well right now. I don't know what it is.
Maybe she didn't warm up enough. Maybe the long delay between games.
And you have to realize playoff softball in any playoff, you better be ready to play.
Oh, yeah.
Called strike, belt high, straight down the heart of the plate, 3-1. On deck will be Anna Williams, the designated hitter. She's DHing for Olivia Fulbright, who's playing left field for Bunker Hill. Kirkendall's ready with a 3-1 pitch. Right there, got the outside part of the plate, painted the corner. Brings the count to full at 3-2. Rain has stopped.
It has stopped, like Tim said. So hopefully we won't have no more.
Here comes a 3-2 pitch, swung on and fouled out of play. Hanging in there is Miss Beber, the third baseman. And I hope I'm saying that right. B-E-B-B-E-R. Would you say, it wouldn't be B-B, there's only one E, so it'd be Beber.
Yeah, I'd say Beber.
Hey, come on, 1-5.
Desiree Beber, third baseman, ready to go. 3-2 pitch. Here comes. Swing on and miss. Dropped the hammer. A little curveball that just dropped just as it got to the plate. So she strikes out Beber on the hammer, and that'll bring Anna Williams to the plate.
She can get out of this inning with just the 2 runs, and she's done good. She knows she made a mistake. Her and Mahalo will talk about it in the dugout.
But waking up the bats, maybe. Something with the bats offensively. Here comes the pitch. Called strike inside part of the plate on Anna Williams, a DH, a big DH. Well, yeah, I tell you what, girl. This is a big girl right here.
They're standing up in front of the batter's box to try and get the pitches before they cut or drop. So she's going to have to adjust.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here comes the pitch, and boy, that just got out of her hand, slipped out. That hit 10 feet out in front of her and bounced about twice to the plate. Happens on a day like today. Makes the count 1-1. Two outs, top of two. Bunker Hill leads the Black Bears 2-0. Swung on, and that has just hit a rope to left field, and Kirkendall is not fooling Bunker Hill at all in this inning.
She went to the outside, and she followed it out there. Something that we don't do when we get pitched to. You got to follow it out to the outside of the plate when they pitch out there.
Batting in the nine hole is Ashlyn Parsons, right fielder. No tomorrow to the loser.
No, here's this single elimination.
Winner will advance to the second round, which I believe is Tuesday, right, Rhonda?
Tuesday.
Swung on, lifted high to left field. Ashley Pendlin camps underneath that and hauls that in for out number three. And that's all for Bunker Hill. They get two on the two-run blast by Michaela Hendrick. And we move to the bottom of the second with the score Bunker Hill 2, Pisgah coming to bat with 0 runs. This is the Haywood EMC Touchtone Energy Softball Championships on WPTL.
You know, it's hard to say what is going through Mahala Irvin. And I know they usually like to watch the batters in one series to see how they're going to set up. But every one of these batters from Bunker Hill has been in the front of the box. They've been trying to get to the pitches before they break. So they evidently know that if they can get to her pitches before they break, they can hit them. So a lot of softball players do that. So now, Callie's got to adjust. You said several times during the year, baseball and softball is a game of adjustments. So now it's time for Callie and them to adjust to what they're hitting now. So we're going to see if Callie can make an adjustment. So we got Miggy Tomasi coming up to start off the inning.
Followed by Nadia Hudson. It'll be 6-7-8 in the order.
Actually, her name is Tomasi, but I've called her Tomasi all year, and I said, I've called you Tomasi all year, and she says, that's all right. It don't matter.
Remember Jared Conley?
Yeah.
I'll tell you the story. Here comes the first pitch. Tomasi, that was way high above the helmet. Tomasi at one time, Tomasi, mm-hmm. Okay, now you got me saying it.
Yeah.
Tomasi.
Yeah.
Tomasi swung on and chasing a high fastball, so the scouting report is a steady diet of pitches above the belt, as Bunker Hill thinks that Pisgah will chase, and they have done that all season long, is they'll chase the high pitch and follow it off or pop it up.
Yeah.
1-1, here comes, swung on and fouled out of play is Tomasi. At one point in time, she was the team leader in batting average.
Still is at 402. Everybody's batting averages dropped since they've been in this hitting slump.
Splendid splinter. Tomasi delays off the high pitch. Good eye there. Evens the count at 2-2.
And Ashley Pinland's batting 391 is second highest batter. You got Nadia Hudson on deck. It's batting 305.
Change up outside, 3-2.
So most of our batting averages are in the 300-plus, but nothing like we had when we were in our hitting streak, when we were batting 550s and 495s. And oh, goodness.
Swung on and popped up to left field. Underneath that was Olivia Fulbright, who hauls that in for out number one. Now it'll be Nadia Hudson coming to the plate.
You don't need both runs back at one time. You can nibble at it and get it one at a time.
First pitch to Hudson's inside for a ball. 1-0. That's right, folks, if you just joined us. Bunker Hill leads Pisgah 2-0 in the bottom of the second inning. Swung on and grounded foul.
past the third base. Looks like Casey Alexander. Kelsey.
Kelsey Alexander.
Oh, boy.
That's Latrinko on deck.
Is it?
Alex Latrinko.
Let me put my glasses on.
That's okay. I'll help you out here.
Trying to do this as the next pitch was a ball, so it's 2-1. Here comes the pitch, swung on again, fouled. Past Walt Leatherwood on the third base side. Alexander. Is on deck. Hudson at the plate. One out here in the bottom of the second. Bunker Hill leads 2-0. Pitch, change up outside by Miss O'Shell.
Nadia laid off that pitch, not chasing it. So now she's got a full count, so she knows she's going to come with something she can
get.
Here
comes a pitch, swung on in line. A foul past the diving third baseman, Desiree Beber. She made a bid for it. Well, she got on, she turned on that one.
And that was a good hack by Nadia, though.
Play a little Exxon, get some gas in that swing. She swings, drills it deep. Could be. Get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Home run.
That's her first home run of the season.
Miss Nadia Hudson hits a solo blast to cut into the Bunker Hill lead. And as she's greeted by the team at the plate, it's now 2-1 on the solo blast by Nadia Hudson.
Well, I just got through saying we don't have to get both of them back at one time. Just get one at a time,
hey. I'm trying to be funny and say, you know, put a little Exxon into that swing against O'Shell.
When she kept looking at it going and going, and I thought, man, Nadia's not known as the power hitter.
She allowed the pitcher to supply the power. She didn't overswing. She had a good hack at the pitch, and she stayed strong up the middle.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way you hit. You can hit the farthest ball center field.
Mm-hmm.
You stay strong up the middle, you'll hit Kelsey Alexander up.
Mm-hmm.
Takes first pitch for a ball.
That's Alex Latrinko. I'm going to get his glasses adjusted, folks.
Sorry, folks. Latrinko takes ball two, which is low.
And we got Mason McCracken in deck.
CC on deck, and I've got the lineup.
Oh, good.
Swung on and lined over the head of the left fielder, Olivia Fulbright. Latrinko heading over to second. She's going to slide, and she is out at second base as she tried to stretch a single into a double. Maybe not a wise move by Latrinko, but she's out at second for out number two.
She's not the fleetest of runner on the team. She's a heavy hitter. She's a good hitter. She puts the ball in play, but that was a stretch to pull out a double because it got over her head, but the girl turned on it quick, and she got it back into the field of play. Hit her cutoff man, and then that's what got her out.
But you know, I like this because they're putting good hats on the swing, and this looks like the team we saw early part of the season to the midway point before they hit that team low.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm not a little concerned because they're putting some good hacks on O'Shell's pitches. As a grounder to the shortstop, she picks it up, throws over to first to retire Mason McCracken, and that's all for the Bears. They get one. We move to the top of the third. Bunker Hill 2, Pisgah 1. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford and Ken, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva.
All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back here at the Diamond on the River Complex Park, or whatever you want to call it, the Bears did cut the lead, Chuck, 2-1.
So a home run by Nadia Hudson. Yeah. It'll be top of the order. Travis, Weinberger, and O'Shell, 1-2-3, to face Callie Kirkendall here in the top of the third inning as Bunker Hill leads Pisgah 2-1. Kirkendall ready. Here's her first pitch. Big swing and a miss at a high fastball around the chin. So Kirkendall says, okay, let's see what if you'll start chasing the rise ball. A difficult pitch to hit.
It is difficult.
Looks like it's starting around the letters and just keeps rising up. By the time you start to pull the trigger on your swing, it's up around the bill as she taps it foul. So now Kirkendall has Travis in a hole. 0-2.
Two good pitches there. She changes the eye level. She changes speed level. So, or changes the speed on it. So it gives her two different things to look at. First two innings, Callie was like the same speed, it seemed like.
Kirkendall, only a sophomore. Just missed on the outside part of the plate. Wasted it, but got it close to the plate. See if she would chase.
Yeah.
And boy, she just put it right where Irvin had her target.
And she maybe that's what she's doing, missing her target in the first couple of innings.
1-2 offering coming. Cold strike three right on the painted the outside corner. Got it again, brought it down into the strike zone. So that is out number one as Travis goes down looking. And that'll bring up Montana Lineberger, who sacrificed bunt.
Come on, Irvin. Talk to her.
Her first time, so she does not have an official at-bat right now. Swung on and fouled out of play. I'm really impressed with this Bunker Hill team, but Rhonda, most of your teams in the playoffs are going to be talented.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
going to be good.
Yeah, and they're coming from Catawba Valley, and Bandys and all those are really good teams. We went down and played Bandys in the playoffs. They always have good teams.
Swung on, and that is lifted to right field. Casey Brown gives chase. She hauls that in. Nice play by Brown out in right field. Retires Lineberger. That will be O'Shell now.
She got a good jump on it. She seen it well. She got under it, and she hauled it in. That's exactly the way you want to do it.
O'Shell was the one that hit that fly ball that was caught in right field in foul territory, and the runner, Travis, left early. So she had an unusual double play as the first pitch is low for a ball. And that was in the first inning as the runner was at third. And instead of a 1-0 lead in that first, which we were fortunate because it'd be 3-1 right now, Bunker Hill. Here comes the pitch. Strike right above the belt. 1-1.
So whatever the discussion was in the dugout between Callie and Mahala, they must have got it figured out.
Looking ahead to the bottom of the third, it'll be top of the order for Pisgah. Called strike right on the outside part of the plate. Now Kirkendall starting to find a rhythm and hitting her targets and moving around the pitches, changing speeds and hitting spots, what they call hitting the dots around the strike zone. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Just missed curveball.
And it was a little low. She didn't put it back in the same position. You want it either up or down, change your
But that's where you want to miss your curveball. You
exactly.
want to miss the curveball low or
yeah.
in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So two outs here in the top of the third. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch by Kirkendall. Swung on, lifted to right field. Deep, giving chase is Casey Brown. She camps underneath it, and that's all for Bunker Hill as she retires O'Shell as the Bears of Bunker Hill go out in order as we move to the bottom of the third. Bunker Hill 2, Pisgah 1. And this is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Softball Championships on WPTL.
Very impressive the way Callie come out of the dugout that time from that inning, from the last inning. She just got hammered with two home runs. She comes out this inning. She settles down. She starts hitting her pitches. She starts moving the ball up and down, in and out, and she changes speeds. That's exactly what you got to do when you make it in the playoffs. You can't keep giving good hitting teams the same eye level and the same pitch speed. They're going to tee off on you sooner or later. So I'm impressed with what just transpired. Now if we can just get some bats going and get on on base and get some of these runs, get a lead, and make Callie feel more comfortable. She always said she felt comfortable when she had a lead.
As we enter the bottom of the third inning, it's Bunker Hill, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. Pisgah has 1 run, 3 hits, and 1 error. Both teams got the runs in the second inning. So O'Shell has completed her warm-up tosses. It'll be Galleon, Penland, and Presley to face her here in the bottom of the third inning.
It sounds like a law firm.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah, Galleon, Penland, Presley.
So now a little bounce in the step of the Bunker Hill team as they're 2-1 leading the Pisgah Black Bears. That sure will resonate throughout the mountains as that score is going around. Swung on, line, left field, off the wall, off the top of the wall, missed a home run is Galleon, and she'll have a stand-up double. She made a bid for a solo blast and hit the top of the fence, I think, about a foot away from hitting a home run.
Yeah. Very impressive. Well, they weren't going to get her out at second because she's the speedster on the team, so...
Now it's Ashley Penland who lined out to O'Shell in the first inning. She's 0-for-1. Penland also has some pop in that bat, hitting 2 home runs so far this season. First pitch in the dirt for a ball. Rain has stopped.
So, I think anything hit solid in the gaps or a single, that Galleon scores.
Come on, one, hit it hard.
Righty versus lefty matchup here. Pitch inside the corner. Got it for a strike. 1-1.
She started to swing. She twitched her hips, and then she didn't swing.
Penland's power zone is away from her. Middle out. Here comes the pitch. Just missed outside. Makes the count 2-1. Walt Leatherwood over at third base talking with Taylor Galleon at second. Sheridan Presley, the number 3 hitter, on deck. Here's the pitch to Penland. Change up, got it over for a strike. Evens the count at 2-2. Just joined us here in the bottom of the third inning. Bunker Hill 2, Pisgah 1. But Pisgah is threatening with a runner at second and nobody out. 2-2 pitch, here comes. Swung, lined up the middle. Could it come? Here comes Galleon. She's going to round third. Here comes a throw, and it's going to be cut off as Galleon scores on an RBI single by Ashley Penland.
I said if anything got in the field, she'd score because there wasn't no way they was going to catch that. No way.
Galleon came, just took off, read it well off the bat. So now.
And had to jump over the ball.
Yes. So one run here in the third ties the game at 2. And that'll bring up Sheridan Presley, who singled her first time up. Swung on, and I mean, she just tore into that pitch and hit it foul. Wow.
She looked like Tiger Woods when he hits a ball off a tee. She just followed it.
Four.
Four.
That's out of the ballpark.
Yeah.
Another righty versus lefty matchup. Penland at first, nobody out. Here's the pitch to Presley in the dirt for ball 1-1.
And that could be Bunker Hill's weakness, lefties. We probably haven't seen a lot. We have more lefties than I've seen all year on any roster.
Come on, Curry.
2-2 here in the bottom of the third. Nobody out for Pisgah. Another pitch is low and away. Makes the count 2-1.
Doing exactly what Serena preached to him about is waiting for their pitch. Don't chase everything.
Hala Irvin on deck. Another pitch low and away as they're trying to be very careful to the slugging junior, Sheridan Presley. Now the count is 3-1. And we said all along, Presley bats like her mom. Takes ball 4, walks.
She's batting 354 right now, so she got a good average, but... You know, some coaches say when the playoffs start, they tell their team, this is new season. Start over. Everybody's 0-0. Maybe that's the way Pisgah's coming in this game with the philosophy.
Mahala Irvin had a quality at bat before she negotiated a walk in the first, so she's no official at bat. She swings. This one, right field, camping underneath that is the right fielder tagging up his Penland as she races to third.
So Irvin flies out to right for out number one in this inning. Just missed at a bit at a home run.
That was the best hit she's had in weeks, though.
Yeah.
Best swing.
That's the best swing that she's had to actually put a ball into play. That one that she hit in the first inning on that line drive that was foul. That'll bring up Kirkendall. Tomasi on deck. Kirkendall turns in, ball's inside, so it's 1-0.
The grandfather's telling her, don't turn your hips, hit the ball. Oh, Walt's a tough old guy.
Send that message back. I will when it's over the plate. Fouled off her foot. Evens the count at 1-1. Nice crowd here, despite the rain. And if you're not here, we thank you for listening to WPTL, which brings you all of through the post-school year of Pisgah sports, football, basketball, now bet softball. The pitch catches the inside corner, called strike, 1-2. Bill Reck at the studio does a fine job in supporting.
And you know, not many schools have a radio station that can cover all their sports.
Here comes the pitch. Low, down to second.
And that's an
offer. Goes Presley. And so she steals second as the throw was directly to the shortstop to see if Penland would take off from third, but she held ground.
I haven't seen that play before.
Kickoff tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
At Weatherby Stadium, the Pisgah alumni versus the Tuscola alumni. Swung, a weak swing by Kirkendall. She goes off. She was fooled on that.
Oh, so she's was.
Out number two on strikes. And that'll be Miggy Tomasi. Splendid splinter of the Pisgah Black Bears. Runners at second and third, two outs. Swung on and popped up as Tomasi chased a high pitch. 0-1.
And that's my fault calling her, you know, you hear people call them by name and you call them that way, and then when you actually ask the kid the real how they say it.
Pitch is right above the belt for a strike. Nice pick by O'Shell. Has Tomasi in a hole, 0-2. Runners in scoring position, second and third with two outs. Score tied at 2. Swung on and dribbled over to second base. Scooped up, flipped over, and just gets Tomasi in time. And that's all for Pisgah. We move to the top of the fourth with the score tied at 2. We'll be back after these messages.
This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking.
Go to the grinning.
Mine, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and buy mountain range. We will loan you money, or buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning, 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, we're here in the top of the fourth, and the Bears tied up in that last inning, Chuck, and put a lot more pressure on the Bunker Hill in that last inning.
Well, the Bears are tied with the Black Bears.
We've got a lot of Bears out there on the field. Speaking of which, I had one in my yard this week.
Did you really?
Yes.
Did you really?
Yes. He was trying to climb a tree next to us. My neighbor has honey. He loves that honey.
Well, it'll be 4, 5, 6 in the lineup. Kara Travis, Hedrick, and Exit are scheduled to face Kirkendall here in the top of the fourth. Travis hit a blast off the wall for a double in the second inning. She's 1-for-1 in this game.
There you go.
Got the outside part of the plate for a strike, 0-1.
She's pitching like she's mad now. That's what you got to do.
Hedrick on deck. She hit that two-run blast. Pitches high for a ball. One and one. Crowd now packing in.
Oh, yeah.
Late arriving for this 5 o'clock start. Now it's close to 6, about 9 minutes to, 10 minutes to, 6. Here comes the pitch. Jammed her inside. She fouled it off. Fighting it off was Travis. That was a nice pitch. Brought it high and in tight.
In tight. Either in or out. That's what you got to do.
I work right here. Come on, man.
Good hitters, you just don't throw the same pitch in the same spot.
Mm-mm.
Here comes the pitch. Swung on and protecting herself as she swung at a ball around the ankles. But she fouled that off, hanging in there with a 1-2 count.
That was way outside. That was one of her outside pitches.
That was the book on Bonds when he was hitting those pitches, was if he saw a fastball low and outside, swung on and fouled out of play again, pitcher's book was you won't see that same pitch. Now, they might throw a different pitch, curve, or, you know, a front door, back door curve.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not going, depending on the pitcher, but you're not gonna see at different speeds, but you're not gonna see that same pitch in that same location. Swung on and fouled again as Travis, as she's hanging tough at this quality at bat. We're tied at 2 here in the top of the 4th. Bunker Hill and Pisgah in the first round playoff game of the Class 2A West softball tournament.
And they're still trying to keep the balls dry because when they hit the grass, mostly in the parking lot or something, they're getting wet.
Come on, 1-5.
Alumni game tomorrow at Weatherby Stadium at 6. Swing on and miss. Struck her out. That's a big out here in the top of the 4th. And that'll bring up Michaela Hendrick, who hit the 2-run blast to put Bunker Hill up 2-0 at the time.
I wonder what them two said, because evidently Michaela Irwin went out there to give her the ball, and she just pushed her, gave her a chest bump.
Change up, and boy, she had Hendrick all out in front of her. It was a young sophomore, only a sophomore. Heck of a ball player. Ball high, 1-1. So it's sophomore versus sophomore, righty versus righty.
Yeah, Bunker Hill's a young team. All young players on their team.
Only 4 seniors. So they've got a roster similar to the Black Bears. Mm-hmm. Swung on and missed. Elevated a fastball.
It's funny.
Makes the count 1-2.
Their Bears have similar to our Bears.
Well, and it's 2-2. So it's good game. What you would expect in a playoff atmosphere here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton. Here comes a pitch, and that's lined to center field as Hendrick just reached out and poked it up the middle. So a one-out single by Hendrick, the sophomore, brings up Courtney Atsett, the shortstop, a junior. She lined out to Miggy Tomasi the first time up.
Felt like we're in the major leagues. You know how the major leagues, when the ball hits the ground, they can't reuse it. Every time the ball hits the ground here, they throw it out to be dried.
They get each ball is rubbed up. They do hundreds of balls for each game. Umpires rub up the ball with Delaware mud. Pitch painted the outside corner and knee high for a strike. 0-1.
Are you making that up?
No, that's Delaware what they do. They
really?
Delaware, yeah, they market that, and that they have Delaware mud where they take it in their fingers and they take Delaware mud and rub up the balls before baseball game.
I know that.
That takes off the shine and the slickness.
Maybe we need to do that to the softballs.
Well, get yourself some Delaware mud.
Here we go now, D.
It's purchased throughout, you know, wherever your sporting goods equipment is purchased. Here's the 0-1 pitch. High, way high. 1-1.
This must be alumni day because we've got Micah James, we've got BB the Gazelle, and I just seen Caleb Leatherwood walk by.
A lot of fans. Caleb Harbin over to our right.
Mm-hmm. Caleb Harbin.
Swung on to Tomasi, picks it up, throws over to Presley for one, over to second, double play! Tomasi to Presley to Latrinko ends the inning. And that may be better than Tinker to Evers to Chance.
I didn't know what she was going to say. Thank you there for a minute.
Well, that's the famous Chicago Cubs second base, yeah. You know, double play combination. Tinker to Evers to Chance. So that's all for the Bunker Hill as we move to the bottom of the fourth inning with the score tied at 2. This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Softball Championships on WPTL.
And I was saying earlier in the pregame, defense, pitching and defense. Pitching's coming. Defense is there. You got to have both to win the championship. So, and I think Cali's starting to get it, and that's what we need.
That front end of that double play combination, Tomasi threw a strike to Presley. Presley got it out of her glove quick and got a strike over to first. And that was the key to get the first out. And, boy, Presley put a strike over to Lachinko at first. And I tell you what, you can't get any – you can't turn two better than that.
It is hard to get a double play in softball because the infield is so close in. You have to really throw the ball – get the ball in out of your glove quick to the second base and then quick to the first base. That's really hard. Our studio, Tim, gave me a definition for Delaware mud. It's mud originates from New Jersey.
Maria Hudson.
Side of the Delaware Creek.
Yeah.
The mud is cleaned and screened and before sold.
See?
Each year.
Told you. See, any Michigander knows that. Ohio, those Ohio guys have to look it up. That'd be Hudson, Latrico, and McCracken, 7-8-9. Hudson homered her first time up, and she gets a called strike on the outside corner for strike one. 0-1. Hudson having a lot of pop in the bat late in the season. His next pitch is low and away. 1-1.
Is it Jim Bentliff, the owner of the mud? The owner visits the mud source.
Uncle Jim.
Uncle Jim. I'm still sitting here in shock about the mud.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch line. Oh, nice stab by O'Shell. She flips over. She stopped that from a single going up the middle. So Hudson's out for the first out in this inning. I'll bring up Alex Latrico.
Was a hard hit. The pitcher just reached down and just, she had to jump, and she reached down and grabbed the ball, and they just trapped it on the ground. So it's a great play by the pitcher.
On deck is Mason McCracken. Latrico takes strike one, 0-1. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled off into the screen. Now Latrico in a hole at 0-2. Nice pitching duel as we've had two home runs in this game. Swung on and blooped to left field. Could fall right in front of the left fielder, Olivia Fulbright, for a single. So Latrico gets a one-out single, and that'll bring up Mason McCracken.
She turned and looked at the coach and said, I'm not running second this time. She held her hands up. That was funny.
A bunch of outstanding and wonderful personalities on this Fisker softball team.
They're funny girls. If you, young ladies, if you ever been around them, they are absolutely a hoot to be around, I'm telling you.
McCracken grounded out to short. She's 0-1 in her first at-bat. Takes ball low. 1-0. Latrico at first. 1-0. Here comes O'Shell's pitch. High for ball 2.
It says here this mud, he goes and visits the source and he returns with 1,000 pounds of it to store it over the winter, and then he sells it until it's all gone. That's amazing.
Next pitch is ball low again. So now it's 3-0, so we're looking to see if the green light will be on McCracken.
So I need to go in the mud business.
Change up right over the middle of the plate. Boy, she thought maybe McCracken had a green light. But now it's 3-1. High for ball 4. So a one-out walk puts runners at first and second for the leadoff hitter, Taylor Gallion, who hit a double off the wall in the third and scored the tying run. And an RBI single by Ashley Penland, who's on deck. So we're back at the top.
Starts at the top of the order.
Squares around to bunt. Pulls it back for a ball.
And that could have been a deploy to pull the infield in.
Big gap in left center field as Olivia Fulbright in left is hugging the left field line. Galleon squares and picks it up, and that's in fair ball. I guess it's, and that's a ball. Here comes, it gets away from the first baseman, the throw to the plate, not in time. Presley diving in the second is safe as a throw from the catcher to second base. So a little, the umpire called fair ball. And the throw was wide, so that'll be an error. And it got away from the second baseman covering first.
It actually bounced back. It bounced out into play territory and then rolled back on the plate.
Gotcha.
And he pointed to it and said, it's fair.
So that'll be a throwing error on the catcher. No RBI as Latrico comes in to score the go-ahead run. It's now 3-2, Pisgah. Now to bring up Ashley Penland with runners still at first and second. I was looking to see if the umpire pointed at the ball.
He did. He pointed at the ball. That was to say it was fair ball.
1-0 pitch. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. RBI single out of Penland in the third. She's 1-for-2.
Now Mason's at second. She's not got the greatest speed in the world, so.
Swung on and dribbled out in front. O'Shell picks it up. She's going to throw to third, and she's going to retire Mason McCracken. I said Presley was diving back in. That was not Presley. That was Mason McCracken. So a force out at third is out number two. Now that will bring up Sheridan Presley.
You had Presley on deck, and you just had her in
yep.
your mind. So she was on the field.
So Galleon at second, Penland at first on the fielder's choice. Now bring up Presley, who is 1-for-1 in the game with a walk. Swung on and grounded over to first. She scoops it up and steps on first, and that's all for the Black Bears. They get a run and go ahead. 3-2 as we move to the top of the fifth. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
Your knees and hips are special, and if they need to be replaced, there's a special program created just for total joint replacement at Midwest Haywood. A team of exceptional surgeons, nurses, and therapists provide education and therapy just for you, before and after your surgery. At Midwest Haywood, your total joint replacement is not just a surgery, it's a relationship. Connect with the Midwest Haywood Joint Replacement Program to see if joint replacement is right for you. Call 452-8775 for more information.
AM 920 is WPTL, Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back here at the Diamond on the River, top of the fifth inning, the Bears add one more run in that last inning, Chuck, on a throwing error by the catcher. So it gives us the lead for the first time today in this game. And let's see how Callie pitches with the lead on her now.
Through four innings, Bunker Hill, two runs, four hits, and made one error. Pisgah has three runs, six hits, and made one error. Tight ball game, even on the line score. For Bunker Hill, it will be 7-8-9 to face Callie Kirkendall here in the top of the fifth inning. And the started off for the Bunker Hill Bears will be Desiree Beber, the third baseman, who struck out looking her first time up.
Bunker Hill High School is way out in the middle of nowhere. It's surrounded by cow pastures. I'm not lying.
Really?
It really is. I went there when we played them in basketball in playoffs. And their gym looked like something from Mayberry.
Oh, no.
It was old.
Kirkendall ready to go. Beber's in. First pitch outside for a ball. Concession stand doing business. Here comes the pitch. Called strike right above the belt. 1-1. Kirkendall already. Here's a pitch. Change up, dribbled out, but tapped, fouls. Tomasi picks it up.
Mahala was already headed down to first. She knew Tomasi had it if it was going to be fair.
I'd be smart here now.
Here comes a 1-2 offering. Just missed outside. 2-2.
Hey, Leothar now. Come on now.
Callie settled down, started pitching well now. She's putting the ball in the places where Mahala's calling for it.
2-2 offering. Fouled off, a weak swing, out of play. On deck is Anna Williams, the designated hitter.
I want to call it, Seth.
Kirkendall ready to go. Here comes her pitch. In the dirt, 3-2. Looking into the bottom of the fifth, Irvin Kirkendall Tomasi. Scheduled up to face O'Shell. 4, 5, and 6. Part of that heart of the order. Here's Kirkendall's pitch. Again, hanging tough is Weber. She fouls it off.
I tell you, they fouled off more balls over to the right-hand side of the field of any team I've ever seen.
Was that that ball game yesterday? Pisgah and him have got a foul ball off the screen and everything. And it shattered it. It shattered it. My windshield, front windshield over in the corner. Josiah Leffert came up and says, how's your car? Just missed inside, walked her. So, Beber walks with Anna Williams, the designated hitter, lined a single her first time up. She's 1-for-1. And Josiah walked up and says, how's your car? And I said, car's fine. Why would you ask that? And he goes, got a hit with a ball. Everybody was going over that. I never knew it.
Till you went out and got in it and seen
it. I looked from the outside. I thought I could see where it hit. But then when I got inside, you could see all the cracks in the windshield. I'm like, oh, no. How do I explain this? Ball in the dirt. So, Kirkendall walked the leadoff hitter, Beber, now facing number 8 hitter, Anna Williams. A senior DHing today for Bunker Hills, Anna Williams. Here comes a pitch. Fastball. Boy, she brought it in the knee high on the inside part of the plate for a strike. 1-1. Only a sophomore, Callie Kirkendall, has really stepped up big for Pisgah this year inside the circle and has done a marvelous job. Here comes the pitch, swung on, grounded over to Nadi Hudson, flips over to Presley for 1. Over to second, another double play! And they're looking for help. Home plate umpire goes out there, he's going to run out there. As Latrico stretched, but the field umpire wants to know, but she's safe. So it's not a double play as the throw pulled her off.
She stretched. She overstretched, actually. And when she overstretched, she pulled her foot off the bag just a little bit. The one person I knew that was the best first baseman for stretching here at Pisgah was Sydney Paris. She could stretch.
So almost another double play, this time started by Hudson. Presley's throw was a little wild, but that is not an error charged to Presley. As the stretch by Latrico pulled her off the bag. And the field umpire asked for help, and that's what you want to do. You want to get help. If you don't know, you want to get help. And the home plate umpire said he saw it.
If he wasn't sure, and he wasn't sure, he went to the home umpire. And that is good umpiring right there.
Absolutely.
You just got to make sure you're right. These are big games.
Now, the home fans saw it with their heart.
Oh, well,
they didn't see it with their eyes.
You know, any stadium you're going to go to, they're going to see it with their heart. I mean, come on. And then, you know, the Bunker Hill fans are seeing everything with their heart, too. So
we have one out here in the top of the fifth, Pisgah leading 3-2.
And we got a change in the hitter here.
Number 11 is Ashlyn Parsons.
That's the reason we had a delay in the game.
No, this is, she was up.
Must be the next hit. Oh, we got a pinch runner, number 14.
Got it.
Sorry about that. We knew the coach was delaying it for some reason, changing something.
Parsons 0-for-1, batting in a hole, 9-hole. She squares around, tries to bunt it, bunts it foul. So, and this is why you're doing this. The number 9 hitter trying to move over the pitch runner, which is Montana Cook, a freshman, to second base. That will pull them up to the top of the order in Brittany Travis. Trying to get that one to tie this game.
Mm-hmm. Pisgah plays the bump very well as defensive.
Parsons squares and pulls it back as the ball gets away from Irvin and down to second and sliding in safely is Cook. So she moves on the wild pitch. Irvin tried to block it and got away from her, and she had to get up to go chase it towards the third base side, and Cook read it quickly and got down to second. So now a runner in better scoring position with a 1-1 count and one out here in the top of the fifth. Pisgah leads 3-2. Pitch swung on, lifted, center field. Galleon camps underneath. Cook tags. And then relay quickly in, and a nice strike from Galleon to Tomasi to prevent Cook from going.
That was an arm there, man. She put it right dead on where she needed to, right at the third base. So even if Cook had tried to go, that could have been close to being an out, Chuck.
I got to be smart right here now.
So that's two outs here in the top of the fifth that'll bring the number one hitter, Brittany Travis, the left fielder. Swung on and fouled back.
Mahalo was trying to catch it off the screen before it got in the dirt so Callie wouldn't have to wipe it off.
Mahalo to D!
You know, and Callie could be a little nervous, Chuck.
Yeah, it could be.
Big game for her.
0-1. Only a sophomore. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Change up, lifted up into the infield. Maddie Hudson camps underneath it and hauls in the can of corn. That's all for the Bunker Hill Bears. They strain a runner. If we move to the bottom of the fifth inning, Pisgah 3, Bunker Hill 2. This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Softball Championships on WPTL.
You know, folks, if you get a chance to go by and thank all these people for sponsoring Pisgah softball, you need to go by and give them a thanks, because if it's not for the sponsors, Chuck and I would not be able to bring this to you and you sit at home and avoid the rainstorm that we had earlier and listen to the game. So go by and thank them, patrons their business, and tell them how much you appreciate them for sponsoring Pisgah softball.
I have to admit that this is... Brittany Travis is left fielder. I have been saying Olivia Fulbright was the first left fielder. She is the first baseman. She is the one that Anna Williams is DHing for. So Olivia Fulbright is playing first base for Bunker Hill. So anybody tuning in from Bunker Hill, we're sorry for that error. And we do have people tuning in. They can get online at WPTLradio.net and listen anywhere. iPhone, computer.
Yeah, anything. So, we can't forget about the drawdown next weekend, Chuck. It's right around the corner.
Drawdown tickets are, there's very few left, so get
less
your $100.
Than 20.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 20. They're
19, because I bought one just a minute ago, and I got yours.
They're going to sell them at the ball game tomorrow at a booth. So if you hadn't had a chance to get it, if you're at the ball game tomorrow, bring your checkbook, write a check.
Just put a chair out there, because they'll sell those in about 10 minutes. No need to put up a booth. Irvin up. Here comes the first pitch, called strike, inside corner. Irvin, Kirkendall, and Tomasi. Scheduled up to face O'Shell here in the bottom of the fifth. And the Black Bears nursing a 3-2 lead. Ball in the dirt evens the count at 1-1. Good crowd here for this first round playoff game here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton, North Carolina.
I think if our weather held off, it'd be a bigger crowd.
Another pitch in the dirt, 2-1. Irvin's reputation precedes her as they pitch her carefully. And we know what kind of pop she has in the bat. Swung on it. That's why she just lined one down into the left field corner. Third baseman Desiree Bever just stood and looked at it. She didn't even have time to move.
Mm-mm.
But she turned on a fastball just prematurely and lined it foul. So that'll bring the count to 2-2. Here comes the pitch. Change up, pops it up and out of play as Irvin fights it off.
She's really been swinging well today. She's really hitting the ball level, and the two she's hit hard have been in the corner. So she's just ahead of the hitter right now.
O'Shell gets her sign. Here comes her 2-2 pitch. Change up. Called strike three. Pulled the string, and Irvin stood there and looked at it. Good call by the umpire. Fooled Irvin. So I don't recall ever Irvin striking out in 4 years. That may be the first time I've ever seen her strike out.
Yeah, she very seldom strike outs.
Well, that'll be Callie Kirkendall now to step in. She's 0 for 2 in this game. Miggy Tomasi is on deck. First pitch is a ball low. Change up in the dirt, 2-0.
You know, both pitchers having a problem with control here in these latter innings. I don't know if it's the ball or what.
O'Shell really, changing pitches and speeds against this heart of the order, 4, 5, and 6. It paid off in that last at-bat of Irvin's. Swung on and grounded foul. Passed Walden. Well, tried to grab it.
Bare-handed.
Bounced past him, and Bever picks it up. Walt does not use that coaching box. He's close to the screen. Ball inside, 3-1.
So now it's favoring Callie. She knows she's going to have to come in and throw her something she can hit.
3-2, bottom of fifth, Piskin. Swung on, lifted, down the line, and it's curving foul. Boy, I tell you, she put a charge into that, and that just was barely foul as the home plate umpire was on it.
I guess I'm seeing that with my heart. I thought
you
it
saw that
after,
with your heart.
I seen the curve after the pole.
That's why we need them extended poles. If they
great
hit
big
the pole.
High ones.
Mm-hmm. So Kirkendall's bid for a solo shot goes to no avail, and that'll be 3-2. And here comes a pitch, and she lines one into the batting cage. So Kirkendall really having a quality at bat here in the bottom of the fifth, and her team ahead 3-2 over Bunker Hill. Pitcher versus pitcher, righty versus righty. Here comes a pitch, low and outside, loses her, walks Kirkendall, and that'll bring up Miggy Tomasi, who's 0 for 2 in this game.
It's about time for her to hit one. Here I did call her out to begin the game, and she's letting me down.
Tomasi came in batting .402, leading the Pisgah Black Bears.
But her defense is good, so I can't say nothing.
Pitch is low for a ball. Throw she down to first is not in time as Kirkendall goes back in standing.
She was one that started the double play, so can't say anything.
Rochelle's 1-0 pitch. Here comes. Swung on and missed. Pulled the string on a changeup. Tomasi was out in front of it. Evens the count at 1-1. Outfield center fielder Michaela Hendrick is shading. Called strike. Change up above the belt. She's really pulling Tomasi to pull. So there's a huge gap to right center field. Pitches outside. Evens the count at 2-2.
Shelby.
Coming inside.
Here comes a pitch. Line foul. Past Walt Leatherwood in the... Walt backing up even farther now.
Play there, Shelby.
O'Shea, a lot of change-ups this inning. Sometimes you can overuse that. If you're watching from the third base dugout and you're thinking, okay, she's throwing a lot of change. I'm almost set on this changeup. Here comes the pitch. Swung on line. And that's a fair ball down into the corner. Here comes Kirkendall. She's a two third base as the throw comes in. So a stand-up double by Tomasi, who scorched it off the glove of Beber.
Yeah. It was off her glove, and that's the reason it was a fair ball. Though it went foul in foul territory, it was off the glove of the third baseman.
So a one-out, two-bagger for Tomasi, the sophomore, brings up Nadia Hudson, who's one for two in the game, and a solo home run. Swung on, lifted, center field, could be, get out of here, it's gone! Nadia Hudson drills a three-run dinger, home run number two in her career, and the second one in this game. And Pisgah's now up 6-2.
The least, the one on the, the one you did not expect to bring the power has brought the power today. The one with all the speed, I would have never thunk it in 100 years that that girl could hit two home runs today.
It's no secret who will be Rhonda Byrd's post-game star in her interview.
Oh, yeah, Miss Nadia Hudson.
Four RBIs in this ballgame.
Oh, my goodness gracious. She's brought her A game and B game. That girl is on fire. They need to play that song by Alicia Keys, The Girl's on Fire.
And almost to the identical spot.
Oh, yeah.
Is dead center field as Hendrick took two steps back and just looked up and watched it go out of the ballpark. And there's a meeting inside the circle right now as O'Shea is just, she made a good pitch, but Nadia just drilled it to dead center.
She lives right down below my mom and dad.
Oh, no.
And that my dad says he sees her outside playing all the time with that softball.
So a long meeting inside the circle as the home plate umpire's chatting with Serena Goodman. And I think he may be asking, does somebody want to pitch? And it's like nobody wants to go inside that circle. Well, do you want to pitch? No, Shell's doing a good job.
Where has this been? We've needed this for the last 3 weeks, and all of a sudden the bats are coming alive.
Well, we've had a conclave, a political convention inside the circle lasting 3 days now, and that finally breaks up.
I was waiting for the black smoke or the white smoke. I wasn't sure what was going to come.
They found the Pope. They've selected one. So now that will bring up Alex Latrico, who's 2-for-2 in this game. Had a single off the wall. She lines one past Beber over to short to throw to first. And not in time. Beaten as Latrico gets 3-for-3. Nadia Hudson, two home runs, 2-for-3, four ribbies.
And she decided she wasn't going to run the second again.
And the bats have come alive for Pisgah here in the bottom of the fifth as they leave Bunker Hill 6-2. And that'll bring up Mason McCracken batting in the 9-0, who's 0-for-1 with a walk. Changeups high and outside for ball one.
And this pitcher for Bunker Hill is really a good pitcher. She's just struggling here in the last couple innings.
Swung on, grounded, and that's foul as Beber diving for it. Dives past the bag into foul territory and off her glove.
I tell you, the third baseman for Bunker Hill, Beber, is going to have to go up and tell the pitcher she has her dinner. She's dirty.
She needs
dirty.
To go get some extra catching gear out there. Them balls are coming at her, and they got some giddy up to it. She's like, you need to start pitching them, these hitters outside and start laying off the inside pitches. Ball in the dirt, Latrinko. Holds. She's not fleet of foot.
No, she's not fleet of foot, but she's a hitter.
On deck is Taylor Gallion. Change up, popped up. Nice effort by the Bunker Hill catcher, Kara Travis, as a young man with a glove gets it and throws it back in. No, you get to keep it.
Oh, man.
And he hauls it in to the delight of the first base side of stands.
He has his own little glove and everything. Kid's ready to play.
That's right. He brought his glove to the ball
game.
Yeah. Pitch is inside. Makes the count 3-2 to McCracken. 6-2, Pisgah, bottom of 5.
That's the reason you like to watch baseball games. You go to them, these little kids trying to catch foul balls.
Next pitch, grounded past Beber for a single, so Mason McCracken gets into the hit parade with a sharp single to left. Runners at first and second, still one out, and that's going to bring the top of the order, Taylor Gullion, who's 1-for-3 in the game with a double and scored a run in the third.
And Bunker Hill's out there on the field just like, what the heck is happening to us? Because they played really good first two innings.
First pitch to Gullion, and it hits her. That'll load the bases for Ashley Penland, who's standing on deck, and she doesn't realize it yet. Penland, grab a bat. Bases are loaded, young lady.
I think Coach is doing a change here.
Yep, they're going to.
Because she was on deck, and now she's not. So you're going to get Michaela Tipton.
So I apologize to Miss Ashley Penland. She was walking back. And that's good. That's right. Michaela Tipton coming out with bases loaded, one out here in the bottom
of
the fifth.
The senior that has struggled all year, had eye surgery that didn't work, really been a team player. She hasn't got to be the hitter or the pitcher that she really wanted to be this year. And, you know, she's got a good attitude, and that's what you like about it. She has really kept her head up, though it's not went her way. She's not let what has happened to her downtrodden the rest of the team. And that's what you like.
So surely, pitch hitting for Penland, we do not know until they take the field if she's going to enter into the game to play defense out in left field for Ashley Penland. First pitch to Tipton, swung on and missed. She was going yard. She was looking for the big one, the grand salami.
And she has the power. And it's quick hands.
6-2, bottom of 5. Pisgah. Swung on, dribbled, foul, but third base side. Beber has had a lot of action. She's kind of licking her chops over there. Thinking,
her uniform's dirty from head to toe.
That's the way you want it. Change up outside. So it's now 1-2, as that was a waste pitch by O'Shell. Here comes the pitch. Swung on and fouled past Presley in the on-deck circle. She has a grin.
On Presley.
And yells out some encouragement to Miss Michaela Tipton.
Team player.
As we
no matter
call
where.
Her Tip. Here comes a 1-2 pitch. In the dirt. 2-2 to Tip. We had a lot of high hopes for the young lady and had laser surgery on her eyes, and as Rhonda alluded, really battled it. It didn't go well, and she's wearing glasses, having difficulty seeing. Ball low, 3-2. Throw down to first, not in time.
She's never wore glasses before in her entire life.
So 3-2, one out, bases full. Tipton surely will be locked and loaded for something over the heart of the plate, because O'Shell does not want to walk her and give the Bears an easy run. Here comes the pitch. And dribbled foul off her leg.
Keeping alive, battling.
And the fans know that, Rhonda, but you have told that story about her.
Supporting her.
A lot of support. The stands have come alive. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Swung on right up the middle. One runs in. Mason McCracken's going to be held up, so an RBI single for Tipton.
And she gets a great big hug from her coach at first base. Now, I'm telling you, that's emotional, folks. If you don't know what this kid's been through this year, and you see her get a hug like that from her coach at first base, that makes it just chills run up your back, your spine.
Now to bring up Sheridan Presley, who is 1-for-2 in the game with a walk and a single.
Here we go, three.
Bases full, one out, 7-2 Pisgah. Pitch is high for a ball. This young lady can hit it with the best of them.
Tina Cobb.
And battled most of the season with a forearm injury.
Yes.
Swung on, lifted, left field, caught. Here comes McCracken, the throw to the plate.
is going to be in time to nail McCracken at the plate, and that's all for Pisgah. As they pick up four runs here in the bottom of the fifth, we'll move to the top of the sixth. Pisgah 7, Bunker Hill 2 will be back after these messages.
This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
American Pawn and Pickers, and we do the picking. Go to the grinning. Buying, selling, trading, and loaning money too. You can bring it to us, or we will come to you. Antiques, guns, and guitars, and diamond rings. We will loan you money, or about buy most anything. American Pawn and Pickers, when we do the picking. Go to the grinning. 1116 Patton Avenue. Y'all come see us now, you hear?
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Well, in that last inning, we're here in the top of the sixth, and that last inning, Pisgah just blew it wide open, Chuck, and took, got four runs, 7-2 now going into the top of the sixth.
Lions score through five innings, through five innings. Bunker Hill, two runs, four hits, one error. Pisgah, seven runs, 11 hits, and one error. As we've entered the top of the sixth inning. And Rhonda, the winner, will play the winner of who in the playoffs?
Well, if it holds up, score holds up now as is, we will play the winner of Mountain Heritage West Lincoln here at Tuesday, and it'll probably be at 5 o'clock game time again.
And what radio station is going to bring that game live?
Live. It'll be WPTLradio.net.
Which is going to bring live the game tomorrow. As the Pisgah alumni.
It's like Pisgah has their own personal radio station.
Yes, they do.
And they have multiple talented DJs to carry the games all the way around.
We thank Bill Reck for that and the Tim back at the studios, the Buckeye.
Yeah.
They help. They go unheralded. They're rarely thanked, but this can't happen without those people at WPTL.
It's exactly it.
Back here, 1-5.
You know, folks, y'all need to call WPTL and thank them. I mean, that is a personal radio station for Pisgah High School.
2-3-4 coming up against Kirkendall. Be Lineberger, who's 0-1 in this game, with a sacrifice bunt.
Come on, Lundy, now.
Top of six. All Pisgah, 7-2 over Bunker Hill. First round playoff game. Swung on and missed. Brought the high cheese.
The head base coach of Bunker Hill is telling the pitcher is way up here. I mean, the hitter, it's way up here. He's just showing her how high the pitch was.
So it's a 1-1 count. Kirkendall ready to go. Here's the pitch. Changeup. Lifted. Left field. Penland's out there. Camps underneath it. Running to her right. To her left. Into the gap. So that's out number one as she hauls that in. That'll bring up O'Shell. And I've always felt as a hitter, I know I swung at a high pitch. You don't have to tell me.
Yeah, I know. He was over holding his hand up above his head like, it's up here.
Really? Really? I thought maybe it was me high, Coach.
No, I thought it was down here, Coach. That's the reason I swung at it.
O'Shell 0-2 with two flyouts to right field. No shift in the lineup. Well, Penland coming in. Casey Brown kind of takes a step back and ready. And both balls off her bat. It's the first pitch is on the outside corner, called strike. Because this pitcher batting in the 3-0 has hit both her pitches to right field.
Yeah, and you know Walt already told them to be ready out there.
Swung on it right back at Kirkendall, who stabs it. That was airmail. That was line going out to Galleon out in center. A shoulder-high snare of a liner, hot comebacker, and O'Shell's retired. That'll bring up Kara Travis, who's 1-2 with a double and a run score.
And that was a hard-hit ball, and it was, whew, she didn't have time to just more or less react.
pitch by Kirkendall, high for a ball. Travis, only a junior. We'll see her next year. And we'll expect to see Bunker Hill next year.
No, we'll be 3A next year. Unless Bunker Hill moves up to 3A.
No, you're right, Brenda. That's a good point. I forgot about that. Mm-hmm. We won't see Bunker Hill next year.
No.
Somebody will see him.
This team's young. This team will definitely be back. Very talented.
Five freshmen on the team.
Come on, set back.
Three sophomores.
You know, and it's just like I said Monday, A.C. Reynolds moves down to 3A.
2-0 count. Here's a pitch. Lined over to Nadi Hudson. Scoops it up. Throws it over to Latrico. That's all for Bunker Hill as they go down 1-2-3 in the top of the six. We move to the bottom of the six. Pisgah 7, Bunker Hill 2. This is the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Softball Championships on WPDL.
You know, and folks don't understand this. This is last year for 2A for us. We move to 3A next year. That means the competition between Tuscola is going to mean a lot more because we will be battling for position and for playoff seating, and we possibly could meet them again in the playoffs.
Good point, Rhonda. Well, in the last inning where they got four runs, Pisgah batted around, so Mahala Irvin, who led off the fifth inning with a strikeout, will get a chance to redeem herself here in the bottom of the sixth inning, and she'll lead off again.
Again. I've got a change in pitchers, too.
And this will be Miss Anna Williams, who moves from the DH inside the circle. We're looking to see if O'Shell is out there. We know Beber, the third baseman. She's the dirtiest Bunker Hill Bear out there.
Yeah. She's got that Haywood County dirt all the way from one end to the other.
Tomasi looking at her like, yeah, that's the way you do it, girl.
You got to get down and dirty.
You got to get dirty. You can't leave the three bag out there, the hot corner, without getting dirty.
Third baseman's are going to be the dirtiest player. And I don't know how Tomasi keeps that uniform so neat and clean and white.
He makes her dad wash her uniform.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Tomasi's going home, and he's going to say, once we're done with batting practice, we're going to the laundry room.
I'll go to the keg with you after this. You go wash my uniform.
I bet she... She washes her own uniform, if I have a good feeling about it. You know, a kid that has the best attitude is Tomasi. I follow all these girls on Facebook, and I'm telling you, some of these quotes that some of these kids have on Facebook, I'm sitting here going, these are not high school kids. I'm sorry, folks. They're amazing, the positivity that they reflect on there. It's great.
Well, we're ready for the bottom of the sixth to start. Anna Williams, the new pitcher for Bunker Hill, steps inside the circle. She's completed her warm-up tosses, and she'll put on a mask to protect her face as Mahala Irvin comes to the plate. 0-2. Dribbled foul. Swinging at the first pitch. 0-1.
I talked to Coach Goodwin after A.C. Reynolds. She said that earlier in the year, Mahala struggled because everybody pitched her outside, wouldn't give her anything. Now they're giving her things to hit, and she's getting frustrated.
Williams is 0-1 pitch. Here comes changeup. Lined left field, and I mean lined left field by Irvin. She's got the field. Good about that. And she rounds first to check the throw in as it'll come off the field to get dried off, and a new ball given to Williams. So Irvin starts the bottom of the sixth with a line shot single to left, and that'll bring up Callie Kirkendall, who is 0-2 with a walk and scored a run.
You got Coach Ham over there drying off all the balls.
Pitch inside for a ball.
I think she told me she had nine brothers or something like that, five brothers or something like that. Coach Ham, she's the only girl. So you know she's tough.
Seven runs, 12 hits now for Pisgah in this game. Bunker Hill only four hits. Change up, big swing and a miss out in front of it, off on the front foot. She came up empty. Walt looking at her like, what you doing?
He said, what are you swinging at?
The ball? I'm going to swing at that fluorescent yellow thing out there.
Sometimes Walt cracks me up.
Change up again. She gave it to her, but high, and Kirkendall lays off, and Walt gives her a little
clap,
like, come on, girl. And that's right, Callie, come on, girl. Only a sophomore.
done a fine job this year at the plate and inside the circle. Change up and lined over the head of Beber at third, down the third base line into the corner, and relayed quickly as Brittany Travis in, so it'll be runners will move up a base. So back-to-back singles to start the sixth here for Pisgah, and that's going to bring up Miggy.
No, we got a pitch here.
Oh, no, you can't do that to me.
Miranda Connard.
Miranda Connard?
From Connor, from the JV team. This is the girl that called up.
That uniform's white.
Yeah. She's been called up. Like I said in the pregame, if you missed it, she's batting four.
You'll never have a first pitch on the varsity. You better be hacking at this pitch. And she doesn't, and it goes in the dirt, and runners move up. Can't hack at a pitch that low.
She's got a 545 batting average, and she's got a 736 on-base percentage with six home runs. So kid can hit the ball. They call her Bebop.
Bebop?
Bebop.
Bebop up.
That's her nickname, Bebop. Plays travel ball everywhere, all over the southeast.
So Miss Connor up, known as Bebop. One ball. Here comes the pitch. Change up. High. Ball two. So Bunker Hill, no matter if it's O'Shell or Williams, who's now inside the circle in relief of O'Shell, a lot of changeups, mixing up the speed of the pitches. Bebop has a 2-0 count. Here comes the pitch. Line! And hit just foul as she got on the hands. Down the first baseline.
It was barely foul, too.
So it's 2-1 now to Bebop. Irvin at third. Kirkendall at second. Boy, I wanted Miggy to get up to the plate because she had her that last pitch time up. She had her timed. She got that stroke, got a good at bat. Big swing and a miss by Bebop. Miranda?
Miranda.
Connor.
Connor.
Up at her first varsity at bat in a playoff game.
Freshman.
Only a freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Chokes up a tad. Williams. Ready to go. Here's the senior pitching to the freshman in the dirt. 3-2. Irvin had ideas, and she skedaddles back as a throw from their catcher, Kara Travis, to Bieber. I tell you what, Miss Bieber needs to get an extra Big Mac when she gets out of here for a prize for taking all this abuse and balls get at her and rockets shot at her and plays at third.
Overhead and
overhead.
Under
uniform dirty. She needs to get maybe one of those kids' meals. Get a toy. Here comes a pitch. Grounded. Shortstop. Nice diving stab. Throws from her knees. And the throw to the plate is on time. And we're looking for the play at first. Is she safe?
No, he called her out at first.
She wasn't even on the bag. And Serena's sitting there. Oh.
No
Bebop grounds out but gets an RBI, Rhonda.
Yeah.
So her first at-bat, Bebop gets an RBI as Irvin on the throw to first scores, making it 8-2, and Kirkendall goes down to third. That'll bring up Hudson. Can we have three dingers?
Oh, man.
Nope, but a grounder past Bieber for a single. And Kirkendall scores, so five RBI for Nadia Hudson. Who are we going to have for our postgame
show? I don't know. I don't know, maybe that little girl from Up River, North Carolina, as we call it.
Up the river. So five RBIs, a 3-for-4 day, two home runs and an RBI single for Nadia Hudson.
Now Kelsey Alexander gets the bat. You can say it now, Chuck.
Kelsey Alexander.
You were calling the trick girl. You were calling the Trinko Kelsey earlier in the game, and this is now you can actually say it.
9-2. Pitched way over the head, and down to second goes Hudson as the throw is there. As Hudson kind of rounded it, thought, didn't think she was going to throw it behind her. So Kelsey Alexander is going to pitch hit for Alex Latrico. Mason McCracken on deck.
I think it's more Serena just letting them get some at-bats.
Pitch is high for a ball, 2-0.
You got a big lead. Let your bench players get some at-bats in the state playoffs.
You're right. 9-2, bottom of six, all Pisgah. Looking to advance. Tuesday's second round will be here, 5 o'clock start. And it'll be on WPTL. High for ball three. It will either be
West Lincoln.
West Lincoln or Mountain Heritage. Here at the Diamonds on the River Complex on Tuesday.
And they're playing at, I'll have to look and see, they're playing at West Lincoln, so.
Taken all the way, called strike, throw down the second to get Hudson, but she's back in time.
I believe they about caught her second baseman off guard because she about threw it under her glove out in center field.
Kara Travis will throw anywhere. She's got a lot of confidence in that gun of hers, the catcher for Bunker Hill. Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Strike two, Alexander taken. Thought it was a little low. She didn't like it, but the umpire said, you know, with a 9-2 lead, you're going to go up there and swing. Don't take. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Swing the bat. Anything around. Fans didn't like it. Kelsey Alexander didn't like it, but the umpire was right in there.
Home field advantage, you know.
Here's the pitch. Missed inside. Ball four.
That one he could call a strike. It was really low and really bad inside. So
runners at first and second, one out here in the bottom of the sixth. Pisgah leading 9-2, and it's Mason McCracken batting in the nine hole. McCracken is 1-for-2 with a walk and a single in this game. CC. Gets way up in front of the box.
Oh, she does. Way up on it.
Change up, lifted, right field, but right underneath it is Ashlyn Parsons. And down to third and got her. So Hudson tried to tag up on the fly to right, and Parsons threw a strike to Beber. And that's all for Pisgah here in the bottom of the sixth. They pick up a couple more. We move to the top of the seventh. Pisgah 9, Bunker Hill 2. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
Ken Wilson Ford has been doing business locally for over 31 years, and they've earned Ford Motor Company's highest honor, the President's Award. Ken Wilson Ford wants to thank all customers for their loyal business and look forward to many more years to come. Customer satisfaction is the goal. Ken Wilson believes in treating people right. The professional staff offers best selection and deals every day without any additional dock fees and processing fees. Ken Wilson Ford in Canton, your number one source in Western North Carolina.
In order to provide greater access to care for people with non-life-threatening illnesses or injuries, and to reduce emergency department overload, MedWest Urgent Care Centers are all now open 7 days a week. The centers are located in Canton at I-40, Exit 31, West Waynesville on Hazelwood Avenue, and in the Walmart Center in Silva. All three urgent care centers are open from 8 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., 7 days a week. Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well, back here in the top of the seventh inning, the Bears come in and added two more in that last inning, Chuck, and they've got a 9-2 lead, and this is it for Bunker Hill.
Three outs more, and they advance to the second round. Through six complete innings, Bunker Hill's two runs, four hits, one error, and left one runner on. Pisgah has nine runs, 14 hits, one error, and has stranded nine runners.
So it's been a long time since you said 14 hits.
Mm-hmm. It really has.
Oh, my gosh.
It really has.
Hey, we ain't been in a double-figure hit column for a long time.
But, you know, that happens to good teams.
Oh, yeah.
It happens to every team. You go into lulls as a team offensively, and you just hope that when you go through the lulls,
you can get out of
that your offense and your pitching, you know, keeps you going and keeps you winning games. You know, you always rely on the pitching and defense.
And that's what's happened here is that the pitching and the defense has kept us alive.
Top of the seventh, it'll be 5-6-7. Hedrick, a dangerous hitter. 1-for-3 with a double. Tap foul.
She's kind of got that Dominican stance, too. She holds that bat really high in the air.
Did we see this team last year in the playoffs?
No.
Be ready now. Be ready.
No.
I swear I've seen this girl. She reminds me of a girl we might have seen at Drawn or something like that. Just missed outside.
They're in the same conference with them, so... Possibly could be.
Unless she's transferred. This girl we've seen sometime in the playoffs last year. She's familiar. But anyhow, 1-1 pitch. Here comes way upside. 2-1.
You just want to throw it now to them and make your defense win the game for you. Don't get too fancy in the circle.
Kirkendall ready to go. 2-1 offering. Missed low. Mm-hmm. 3-1. Three outs away from advancing to the second round, which will be Tuesday right here. And you can hear it live on WPTL 920 AM or WPTLradio.net. Called strike, belt tie, caught the outside corner. 3-2.
She was taken all the way. She didn't even try to attempt to swing.
Outfield playing back. They don't want anything over their heads. Bunker Hill needs a bunch to keep this game going. Swung on, lifted to the left field line and into the corner, and it drops foul as Penland gave chase and picks that up and relays that back in. Count remains at 3-2. And Irvin working the politician as she is behind the plate, talking to the umpire, and gets a dry ball for her pitcher.
Yeah, she's going in the wrong field. She needs to be a politician, not a doctor.
Was she going? Is she going to be a doctor?
She wants to be an orthopedic surgeon.
Oh, Lord. That's a good one. Here's a 3-2 pitch. Cold strike three, knee-high. Hedrick knew it, too. She brought the cheddar cheese sandwich up there.
And Mahala Irvin held that until way after the runner left the batting box.
So that's out number one here in the seventh, and it'll bring up Courtney Atzett. 0-2 in this ball game. Two outs away. Swung on and missed. 0-1. No wind. No rain.
Nope.
Turned out to be a nice afternoon. We're missing the sun. It's an overcast day. Swung on and lifted. That sounded funny. His galleon camps underneath that. And hauls that in out in the center, left center. That's it. That's like she broke her bat on that.
Sounded like it cracked it or something. Sounded hollow.
So the second out is a fly out to galleon in center, and that'll bring up Desiree Beber, our favorite third baseman. Who's had a lot of action defensively.
She, those bats are expensive for these kids. We were at Dick's Sporting Goods, and I showed my husband, those bats cost $400 and $500.
And this is where this game can humble you. Miss Desiree Beber, with two outs, is batting probably in her last time in high school because she's a senior. This could be it for her.
Yeah, it could be.
Strike right down the heart of the plate.
She's just going to pitch and let her defense win the game for her, and that's exactly what you do.
Right.
Exactly what you do.
You always hate that. She knows it, and I think that's why the manager from coaching third talked to her a little bit. As a grounder back to Kirkendall, and a throw over to Latrinka, and that's all. As Piska wins the first round game over Bunker Hill, 9-2. Folks, we'll be back for our post-game show in a moment.
You're listening to the Haywood EMC Touchstone Energy Cooperative State Softball Championships on WPTL.
I'm Rachel, member of Champion Credit Union. I want to be part of a credit union that serves its community. A credit union that in just 1 year gave over $100,000 to schools, youth programs, and other community projects. Someday, my daughters may be student athletes, and I can say that my credit union helps them succeed.
I'm Jake Robinson, project manager with Champion Credit Union. We let our members tell our story because our members are who we are.
Federally insured by NCUA.
B. Allen Construction Company is proudly backing the Pisgah Black Bears girls softball team. B. Allen Construction has a history of excellence. Large commercial construction, residential building and remodeling, large jobs or small. B. Allen Construction Company of Candler is happy to provide free estimates, references, and a commitment to doing the job right. For construction, grading too, call 665-8479 for B. Allen Construction.
AM 920 is WPTL Canton.
Now back to Pisgah Black Bears girls varsity softball here on AM 920 WPTL. Here's Rhonda Bird and Chuck Fiebernitz.
Well,
here at Canton, North Carolina, where the Bears advanced to the second round of the state playoffs in softball, Chuck. Something that, you know, the Canton fans are getting to the point where they are getting used to it, because Pisgah goes 4 and 5 rounds every time in the state playoffs in softball. It's nothing unusual for Pisgah, but at the beginning of the game, it didn't look like we started out too good.
Well, we were a little concerned as that rainy second inning kind of got to Callie Kirkendall, and Bunker Hill really did a fine job as they got out ahead 2-1 on a 2-run blast by Michaela Hendrick, the center fielder. And suddenly you're thinking, oh, no, could this happen? Because we had just talked about the upset North Buncombe baseball team,
yes,
top-ranked team in the state, yeah, went into the first round and got beat in the first round
by Patton, who had a worse record, who had a really bad record, and they come in and they didn't just beat them. They beat them 10-5. I mean, you're sitting there going, what the heck just happened to North Buncombe? And they went through and cruised through everybody, A.C. Reynolds, T.C. Robertson, all those. You can get snake bit in those first two rounds, even in college basketball, even in the NBA. Look what happened to Miami Heat the other night in the first round of the first game against the Bulls. They get snake bits.
Well, after Bunker Hill got two runs in the second, that was it. As Callie Kirkendall just started shutting it down and closed the door, and the upset-minded Bears from Bunker Hill just kind of went quiet away as she started hanging zeros from the third inning. Pisgah, on the other hand, got a run in the third. One in the second, one in the third, one in the fourth to take the lead 3-2, and then four big runs in the fifth, and then two runs in the sixth, and that's where they stand. The final from the Canton on the River, or the Diamond on the River complex here in Canton. Bunker Hill, 2 runs, 4 hits, 1 error, left one runner on. Pisgah had 9 runs, 14 hits, 1 error, and stranded 9. And Rhonda, you said that it's been a long time since we've been double figures with hit. So 14 hit attack.
It really has been. We're going to have 2 interviews. We're going to have Serena Goodwin first, because Nadia Hudson, they got her out there doing field duty. Oh, is she coming? Do you want to go first, Coach?
Let's get her, because she's not going to talk to me. She doesn't talk.
Okay. Well, we're going to get her to talk.
All right. Well, we got Nadia Hudson coming right here. And so, Miss Hudson.
Everybody needs to bow to her. Nadia, game today of your life, dear. You had, you were 3 of 4. You scored 2 runs yourself. You had 2 home runs. And then a single and 5 RBIs. Out of the 9 runs, you're responsible for 5 of them. Those 2 home runs, let's go back to those. That first one you hit, is that your first 2 home runs of your career on varsity?
Yeah.
So were you kind of nervous before the game today?
Yeah, a little bit.
You were. Maybe you need to be nervous more often before the games. My gosh, girl. You come out and that first home run you hit, what was going through your mind when your teammates crowded you at the home plate?
I was just really excited, and it was like,
you know, you're just excited, and then you knew it just pumped your team up.
Yeah.
When you hit the second one, it was in the fourth inning. You gave us the big huge lead. You gave Callie that big huge lead. That second one, did you think it was going out?
No.
It didn't look like it for a minute, and it really was just kind of dying. But then you're responsible for this big hit today. Where did all this come from? I mean, out of the blue. Have you been practicing a lot or what?
Yeah, we practice a lot on hitting lately, and like at the baseball field and stuff.
So how does this make you feel in the first round playoff game leading your team to victory?
Very good.
So do you think this is what this team needs, that spark that they needed to go to the run deep?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, dear. Great game. You deserve all the kudos. You need to get Daddy to go buy you a steak dinner. Or cook you a steak or something. My goodness gracious, Daddy, if you're listening to this game, this girl deserves a T-bone tonight. So get that grill ready. So congratulations, girl.
Thank you.
All right, now we're going to have Coach Goodwin come up and get a little pregame. A little shy there, Nadia was. So.
They're wearing them home.
Coach, Coach Goodwin's a little scared that she might not even talk to us. So. Coach, what can I say? The unknown surprise today was Nadia Hudson. She gave you the big hits, the 2 home runs, just a all of a sudden, where did all this come from?
Well, actually, if you were looking at the stats overall, she has been slowly coming up in the batting averages. She is hitting over 300, and it's been a process for her, but she has not stopped working. She has always hit the ball sharply, just happened to be at somebody early in the season. So it's not unexpected, because she definitely has had that ability, and it finally has started finding holes, and she's worked hard. She deserves it.
She said she's a little nervous before the game, and I said, well, maybe, honey, you need to get nervous before every game if that's what's going to come from you. But big win for the Bears today. It didn't start out very good. Callie got that home run and led up two runs there in the first, and she's been pitching so well and kept everybody held down in the runs and leading the Western North Carolina ERA. But it seemed like after that she settled down.
Right, she did. You know, it's the first playoff game. She's a sophomore. It takes a little bit of time, I think, to make that adjustment mentally. And she has been strong this year throughout the season, but, you know, we had a little bit of a slow start today because they got here late. We sat around a little bit longer than we probably should have, and getting her warmed up might have taken a little bit longer than we should have spent. But, you know, it worked out okay, and she came back, and that's the thing about her. She is mentally able to overcome some of the obstacles that she's faced.
A senior laden behind the bag, Mahala Irvin behind the plate. She really helped Callie when she was struggling there. And you've got to give your hats off to – she's been there. Mahala's been there. She knows what to expect.
Absolutely. Yep. Mahala is definitely a strong suit for us. She has helped Callie, I think, find her own and be as confident and capable as she has been.
The rain in that second inning, did it really bother Callie a lot in her pitching? Did she have both pitchers seem like they lost a little bit of control in that inning?
Yeah, it's tough. And when that ball gets slick, it's really tough to hold on to it. But – you know, they got the towels out and tried to maintain a little bit of composure.
Yeah. Well, 14 hits today, Coach. All of a sudden, the bats come alive. That's great timing for them to come back alive.
Well, that's something we put a lot of effort into. We've tried a few magic tricks this week and undisclosed tricks that we've worked out with some undisclosed assistants, and it seems to be helping us a little bit. It's kind of a something that deals with brain research, and I don't know if it works, but they think it works, so... It helped us get those 14 hits.
Well, so here you hear it live here. Pisgah wins first round playoff 9-2. We'll be here Tuesday, 5 o'clock game time, 4:45 pregame. Coach Goodwin, we will play the winner of West Lincoln Mountain Heritage. Don't know, but it'll be here.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. So, folks, you hear it here live. Chuck, second round playoff game for the Bears. That's nothing unusual for us.
Well, that's what we want. The drive to Raleigh started today with a 9-2 win, and everything was good. So, folks, don't forget tomorrow, 6 o'clock kickoff at Weatherby Stadium. The Pisgah alumni against the Tuscola alumni in the Gridiron Alumni Bowl number 2.
And if you don't have your drawdown ticket, remember, there'll be a table set up to where you can purchase a drawdown ticket. There's less than 20, so you've got to get that ticket. Bring your checkbook, folks. Be ready to pay. Have some fun time. That's next Saturday.
And so that'll be the activity this weekend. In the meantime, the Pisgah Black Bears will advance to the second round. They'll play either West Lincoln or Mountain Heritage Tuesday at 5 o'clock. We hope you're here at the Diamonds on the River Complex in Canton for that second round game. And if you can't make it, we hope that you'll listen to us on WPTL Radio or WPTLRadio.net and 920 on AM on your radio dial. So, folks, we appreciate you for tuning in. It's a final. First round, Pisgah 9, Bunker Hill 2. We'll see you Tuesday.